Hallelujah. It's capacity crowd. Did you get the count, Pastor? We hold 160. What did you get, 165? Did you get the count in here tonight? 165, 160? Okay, that's what I thought. Real quick, me and my wife weren't here Sunday morning. She'd been, I had a great idea. Since she gets up at 5:30 in the morning on Thursday, and they've been getting me in dialysis on Friday for the last 2 or 3 weeks, which has been a blessing because I get to relax all weekend. So she gets up at 5:30 in the morning on Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. She gets up, she works all day, and you know she lifts weights, comes home every night. I don't require much food. She ain't got to cook for me. I can eat salad or sandwich or a pear for dinner. But she's Rosie. She's got to cook for her boys or for Elijah. By the way, Elijah's done so good. He's on a diet. He's lost 80 pounds. Naturally, he's not taking anything to help him. He eats a lot of protein, no carbs, lift weights. He's on the treadmill. He's weighing close to 400 pounds. Now he's down to 320. So I'm so happy for him. He's doing real good, and she cooks special food for Elijah every night. She's just, I call her my woman Hercules. She's just incredible. And I said, well, we don't have labor. We don't have nothing planned on Labor Day. You're not working. Let's plan a weekend together, sweetheart, because she didn't ask for it. I said, look, let's just go to Fort Myers, stay in a hotel for a weekend, go eat, have fun, so you can relax, baby, so you can relax. You go through a lot. So we did. We didn't come Sunday. We booked a hotel room for Sunday night, stay there Monday, but it didn't work out. We went out Sunday. We spent the whole day together. We went to Red Lobster, had a good time, just me and her, like nerds. Then after that, we went to Dairy Queen, and she got a large cone. I got a small one. Well, for real, Vladdy, I'm not lying. Yeah, no, we had a good time. We dated like we were in high school, just Red Lobster. And then we had the Dairy Queen, and we spent the whole day. We had a blast, and the remarkable thing about my wife is she didn't need this me and her time. She didn't need it. She never asked for it. The whole time we were there, you know what we were talking about? Man, we should have been in church this Sunday morning. That's what we talked about. The service, man, we missed Pastor Bronk Sunday morning. So we talked about both of us. So she said, you know what? This is go home. Go home. We've had a great time today. The ice cream cones were good. And we just went home and canceled our hotel, and then she went out with the kids Monday to water park somewhere. And what I'm saying is, before I get into doctrine, when you have quality Him time, Him being Jesus, when you have your own personal Mount of Olives, really, you don't need nothing. You don't really desire anything. And when your me time is Him time, you really don't need no personal me time. Now, I was excited about taking my wife out, me and her, but she said, no, I'm fine, baby. I'm just go home. Let's go eat. Let's go eat an ice cream cone like two little kids. And we had a blast. And I got to get, she can't brag on herself, but I can brag on her because she's a machine. She's my superwoman. She's just incredible. Every night, tired, she cooks, lifts her weights, cleans the house, cooks for her son. Every night she goes to sleep, reading her Bible or praying in the Spirit every single night. And I say all that to say this, we weren't here Sunday, but I did hear Pastor Bronk's message on Tuesday. The one he did Sunday, man, it was so incredible, so anointed, and she heard it last night, went to bed hearing it. And I urge anybody that hadn't heard it, hear Pastor Bronk's message for Sunday morning. It was just flat out incredible. I loved it. It was just so anointed. As soon as he started talking, I was in dialysis. I call it dialysis heaven to get its, anyway. As soon as I heard his voice, I began to weep at dialysis because he was just so anointed. To me, it was. He was so anointed, and every word he said was with simplicity. It was crisp. It was anointed. I just had a blast hearing. I heard the whole service from pre-worship. I heard Harry. I heard Miss Candy's exhortation Sunday. It was amazing. As a matter of fact, her exhortation talked me into what I'm going to preach tonight because it was powerful. And I had a good time hearing Pastor Bronk yesterday in dialysis and Miss Candy and Harry and the worship and pre-worship. I just loved it. And I say all that to say before we start on doctrine, really when you have your quality, your Mount of Olives, when the Mount of Olives, when your personal Mount of Olives is you and him, I'm sure Pastor Bronk could agree, yes, we're going to go places, but there's really nothing that you need. You get so content in his presence. You get so content in his word. You get so, I love being in my room, in my man cave. I got a recliner in there, and I just love it. And I can't tell you enough that if you ever have quality hymn time, which is you in Christ, you won't need me time. You won't need to get away from things because in him, he's all that you need. You need absolutely nothing. We didn't get away because we had to, because we were stressed. We needed a vacation. She didn't even ask to get away for the weekend. I just want to surprise her because I asked her to marry me in 91. When we got married, at Red Lobster. That's our new favorite restaurant. We've been in there a lot. They got some good vegetables there. So good. We've been eating there lately. Because when I asked her to marry me in 91, we went to Red Lobster and I put on a cake, Will You Marry Me? And I remember that. And it's a place that's special to me and her. So we went to eat at Red Lobster in 91, and on the cake it said, Will You Marry Me? And she cried like a baby. And I remember her face that day like it was yesterday. She cried and cried and cried. And then she popped through the first year she married. She said, why did I marry this guy for? She wanted to leave me after the first year. But here we are, 30 years later. We've married for 30 years. 35. What'd you say?
35.
That's what I was, 35. You didn't even finish. That's what I was going to say, 35. So here we are. When Christ is your foundation, when he is all that you live for, when Katana, the little girl that I hear about, it breaks my heart and it just makes you want to pray more, man. Robert, pretty please. I get hungry physically, but the more I hear about Katana, my spirit gets hungrier than my physical body, a lot hungrier. We can't stop, man. President of the kingdom, we can't stop. It breaks my heart hearing about her. It makes me want to continue my fast. Till I start my next dialysis treatment, it makes you just want to not get off of fast. It makes you want to stay in your own personal Mount of Olives to edify your spirit, to renew your mind, to saturate yourself with his word, not to correct you, but to sit in his presence for he can correct me and exhort me and edify me and take me to the next level. Little Katana can come into church, we can lay hands on her, and in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, she be restored. So I'm hungry, man. I am so hungry. Like never before. I'm so hungry. I can't apologize for the mortification God's working in me. I don't like to miss church at all. I can't comprehend how church is an option. I don't comprehend it. I really can't. But at the same time, people are where they are, and you love them where they're at. But I just can't comprehend. I can't. Personally. Here we are, me and my wife, and we're thinking about church. Man, we should have been in church. We weren't feeling bad. We just wanted to be in church. In your relationship with Christ, church attendance should overflow the way I see things. It should overflow inside of you because of your fellowship with God the Father. So saying all that, I say this. Have some quality hymn time, man. Quality hymn time. Quality worship. Extend your fasting, man. Extend it. Worship him. Read your word to be taught by him. Not to teach others. For you to be taught to bring our God glory. For little katana, so we can see kingdom, man. We have to see kingdom. We have to see kingdom. We have to love him more than self-indulgence. We have to love him more than the next meal. We have to love him more than sleepless nights. We have to love him more than pleasure. That's where I'm at, man. That's where he's taking me. He's putting to death things in my life to seek kingdom, man. I'm just so hungry. I'm just so hungry, man. And I want to get hungrier. I want my spirit to starve for prayer. I want my spirit to long out, to fast longer, more, to go into God all that I can to bring him glory in the mighty name of Jesus. That's in my heart, man. That's in my heart. That personal Mount of Olives, man, it'll change you. All change, all correction, all edification, all that we need is in our personal Mount of Olives. It's there. It'll fix you. It'll mortify you. It'll take things from you that need not be there. May not be sin. It may be pleasures of life. It will mortify you. It will mortify you. Amen. Miss Candy exhorted Sunday about our words, about worship. And I had been in the Psalms for about 2 weeks. And then this weekend, on Saturday, he woke me up early, took me into 1 John. And then Sunday, I knew I wasn't going to be coming to church, but he woke me up even earlier Sunday to the book of Hebrews. Then I went back into Psalms again. You know, there's so much in the book of Psalms in the Old Covenant about the power of this right here. So much. And you're going to see through the Psalms, through Psalms 3, Psalms 18, Psalms 19, Psalms 27, Psalm 34. There's the pattern that David spoke about. And he's had me there for 2 weeks over and over again, hour upon hour, in the Psalms. Over and over again. The same psalm. Psalm 91, Psalm 100, Psalm 103, Psalm 64, Psalm 84, Psalm 51. He just had me there. And man, I don't get bored. I love it. I could be there all day long, and I am. I love it. I can feel it edifying my spirit. I can feel it. Am I where I want to be right now? No, but I know I'm headed there. But I know there's power in what you say. I just see it so much in the Psalms where David spoke of these things, the Psalms, the great psalmist. Psalm 19, the last verse, I think it's verse 14. He said this, and listen carefully. Now we're going after, we cry. Does he hear us? And not cry as in cry like I always do in tears. I'm talking about the cry, a loud voice. Does he hear you? He does hear you. So Psalm 19, I think it's verse 14. Listen to what the psalmist said regarding what we say. He said, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart. I think what's the next word that it says, Pastor? Be acceptable in thy sight, my Lord, my strength, and my Redeemer. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Before he said that, he used the word law. He used the word testimony. He used the word commandment. He used the word statutes. He used the word fear, as in reverence. Then he used the word judgment. He listed all of them because his speech should be according to the five things that he listed. Let everything I say, my God, be acceptable unto you according to your law, to your testimony, to your commandments, to your statutes, and to your judgment. Let everything that comes out of my mouth, let when I meditate on my bed at night, let my meditation be all that your word says that it is. And my words, may it be filled with your law, Father, and with your statutes. It's vital that we speak kingdom. And I'm learning more and more. I got to catch myself at times slipping. Then I just say, Lord, forgive me. Then I'll begin to quote his word. David said, let the words of my mouth, let the words of my be and the meditation of my heart, let it be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. So tonight, we're going to talk about the words of our mouth. David said, Pastor Brown touched on this about two or three Sundays ago, Psalms 3. When I heard him talk about Psalms two or three weeks ago, I said, wow, how did he know? I've been in the little old Psalm 3, though, and he ministered on Psalm 3. I had been on Psalm 3 for like 2 hours one day, going through it, reading on the Hebrew, having a blast, and I heard him talk about it. I said, wow, that's pretty amazing. What we're after is, does he hear us when we cry? The word cry is the word kara, I think, Q-A-R-A, meaning it's a loud voice. But listen to what David said regarding the word cry. Not cry physically. I promise you, you'll be blessed if you hear what I have to say. Psalm 3, Lord, how are they increased that trouble me? Many there be which say of my soul, there what? There is no help for him in God. Selah. Listen, but thou, O Lord, are he shield for me, my glory, and the lifter up of my head. This is what he said. I cried to the Lord. There's the word cry. And he heard me out of his holy hill. Psalm 3. Lord, how are they increased that trouble many there be that say of my soul, there is no help for him in God. But thou, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, lifted up my head. I cried. The Lord heard me from this holy hill. What was his cry? In that passage, it's there. What was his cry? People were coming to him. His own son was in rebellion against him. He said, many, Lord, are they that rise up against me. Many. But thou, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, the lifter up of my head. I cried to the Lord. I yelled. I pleaded with God. I cried to the Lord, and he heard me out of his holy hill. So he cried, right? And what happened? What happened? What did God do to his cry? He heard him from where? His holy hill. But what did he cry? In that context, I gave you the answer already. He said, they're coming at me, Lord. Paraphrase. Many there be, they're coming at me, Lord. Many, 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 many. But contrast. But thou, O Lord, are a shield for me. My glory and the lifter up of mine head. I cried to the Lord and he heard out of his holy head. What did he cry? But now you're going to see this when I get done. He cried what God was to him. He didn't cry a mirage. He didn't cry an emotion. He wasn't crying physically, feeling sorry for himself. Woe be me. He called God what he was. I cried. The word cry, if I'm not mistaken, in the Hebrew, is the word recited. That word is repetition. I cried. He heard me out of his holy hill. What did you cry, David? The world was coming at me. But here was David's cry. But thou, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, the lifter up of mine head. He didn't say just anything. He cried out to God. God heard what David said about him. He didn't say, Lord, I can't take this. This isn't fair. No, he cried out to God what God was. You are my glory, and you are the lifter up of mine head. We got to tell God in times of prayer who he is. He doesn't care what we think he is. He doesn't care about our logic. He doesn't care about us making sense. When we cry out to God, we need to cry out to God who he is. Many are they that rise up against me, Lord. Many, many would say of my soul, there's no help for him in God. He heard that. But then he contrasted the persecution. But thou, O Lord, are a shield for me, my glory, the lifter up of my head. I cried to the Lord and he heard. What did the Lord hear? David's cry. What was David's cry? He cried out to God. God heard David's cry. He cried out to God what God was to him. You are my glory. You are the one that lifts up my head. Example number one, Psalm 3. We got to, when we pray, we got to pray with specific. We got to pray his word. Psalm 18. Listen to me carefully. You can hear the word cry. You can hear the word hear a lot. Pay attention. Psalm 18 and 1. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God is my strength in whom I will trust. My buckler, listen carefully now, the horn of my salvation and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from all my enemies. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God That word strength is a word of might. My God is my strength. In him I will trust. My buckler, the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from all my enemies. Listen carefully now. Verse 6 of Psalm 18. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God. And he heard me out of his temple. In my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God. And he heard me out of his holy temple. Even my, what's it say? That's part of 6. And my cry came before him, even before his ears. Listen. He said, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from all my enemies. Verse 6, in my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God, and he heard me. What did he hear? His cry. With Psalm 3, what did he hear? His cry. And he heard me out of his temple, and my cry came before him, even unto his ears. He said, I will call on the Lord who is worthy to be praised. At that moment, he called God. He praised him for what? According to the mirage? According to the accusation? According to emotion? Or did he call God who he was? He said, I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock. He is my foundation. He is my fortress. I live inside. He began to call God who God was. He didn't feel sorry for himself. He said, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. The praise was verse 1 and 2. That was a praise. Verse 6 said, in my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God, and he heard me out of his temple. And my cry came before him, even before his ears. What did he cry? He cried out, praise. What was his praise? Lord, I will love thee, O Lord, my sweet. The Lord is my rock and my fortress and my deliverer. My God is my strength in whom I will trust, my buckler and the horn of my salvation and my high tower. He called God who he was. He didn't feel sorry for himself. He wasn't a victim. He cried out to God verbally. He cried out praise. What were his praise? God, you're my rock. You're my fortress. You're my deliverer. You're my high tower. You're my buckler. You're my shield. Father, I'm in pain. Your word says, Father, by your stripes, I am healed. Pastor Brown said something so powerful Sunday, and I don't know if I can remember what he said. He said, two good confessions are negated by a bad confession. Is that what you said? Yeah, two good confessions don't negate a bad confession. But David didn't confess nothing bad. He confessed, and that Psalm 18, the superscription on that psalm was a psalm of David when he defeated all his enemies, even Saul. David, at that moment, that psalm, it's a sum total of all his victories. He cried out to God, who was worthy to be praised. How did he praise him? He called God who he was. I will love thee, O Lord, my strength, my might. The Lord is my rock and my fortress. And my deliverer. My God is my strength, whom I will trust, my buckler, the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. Verse 6, in my distress, I called upon the Lord and cried out to my God, and he heard me. He heard me. I think it says out of his holy hill or out of his temple. My point is this, when we cry out to God, he hears all that we say. Do we cry based on emotion, on want, on logic, what makes sense? Or do we cry out to God according to who He is and to what He has done? Are you with me on that? Verse 3, He heard, He cried, He heard. Verse 6 of 18, again, I cried, He heard. I cried, He heard. Verse 3, Psalm 3, You are my glory. Lift up my head. He cried out to God who God was. Psalm 18, the first two verses, he praised God and cried out to him of who God was. He didn't cry out based on an emotion. He didn't cry out, oh Lord, why me? I'm in the fight of my life. Oh no, I'm in the victory of my life, is what David said. I'm in a fight. We're all in a fight, but we win. We need to quote, like Pastor David would say, we need to quote the end result. Psalm 27, again, cry, hear. Cry, hear. This was in the Old Covenant. Psalm 27, verse 1 through 8. The Lord is my life and what? My salvation. That word salvation is the word Yeshua. The Lord is my light. He is my illumination and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is my illumination, my light, and He is my Yeshua. You recognize that name? Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength, is the might of my life. When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, King David said, they stumbled and fell. Though an host man kept about me, my heart, listen, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, listen to what he said. Now, this is vital to Psalm 27. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. Though war may rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after. One thing. War's coming at me. In this will I be confident. One thing. He doubled down on his greatest desire that he had. He said, the war may rise against me, I will be confident in this one thing. If I desired that which he desired, that which he earnestly sought, he said, I'm going to seek. Your people say, well, I got to fast more. I got to pray more. But it's never done. David doubled down on what his greatest desire was. He said, I desire it. And what I desire, what I'm asking God for, next verse, the next word says, I'll seek it. I won't just desire it. I won't just long for it. I'm going to go through with it. You with me? So I got a desire to pray more. I got a desire to fast longer. That's the desire of my heart. He said, the war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing, he said, one thing, not two, not three, not a plethora of things. One thing if I desired. The thing that I desire, the one thing that I desire, that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. The war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing. One. Not money. Not self-gratification, not relaxation, not my kid's baseball game, not more sleep, not more pleasure. One thing. My confidence is in one thing. My confidence is in one thing. I looked one thing up in the Hebrew. Guess what it means? One thing. I'll be confident in one thing. That if I desired, and what I desire the most, I will seek. That I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life to behold the beauty of the Lord. That word behold is to gaze upon. To behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Listen, for in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies round about me. Therefore, I will offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing. Here we go again. I will sing praises. Yea, I'll sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I, what? Cry. Hear, O Lord, when I cry. Have mercy on me and answer me. When you said, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. War comes against me. My eyes, the doctor says, I'll never see again. He says, Homer, I have a kidney transplant. We are going to die. Why? Why am I not stressed? Why don't I need any me time? Why don't I need to get away with my wife? Why don't I need this? Why? Because there's one thing I desire, man. One thing I desire. I'm confident that in my desire for him, I'll find the miracle that I need. The war may rise against me. I'll be confident in this. One thing. What I desired, have I earnestly sought, and that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life. That word, dwell in the house of the Lord, it can mean physical house, but it's metaphoric also, for I will always have a relationship with Almighty God. It is dwelling in the house, but it's also used metaphorically. You will always be first in my life, Lord. You will always be first. One thing, I'll be confident in this, Lord. Confident in this one thing. One thing. My personal mind of all is taking me there to desire one thing. One thing. In the Greek, it's called Orostonelion, our personal Orostonelion, our personal Mount of Olives will change you, man. It will change you. It will rid you of ambition. It will rid you of want. It will rid you of self-gratification, not in a bad sense. It will rid you of that. And you will love it, man. He said, the war may rise against me. War. He said, this will I be confident. One thing. One. If I desired, I earnestly sought after, that will I seek, that I may dwell, that I may be in a place, relationship with you to the day that I die. He said in verse 7, I believe, hear, O Lord. No, I'm sorry. Let me back up a little bit. I'm sorry. He said, therefore, I will offer in your tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Listen to me again. You heard it in Psalm 3, Psalm 18. Hear, O Lord, when I cry. Have mercy upon me and answer me. Lord, when you said, seek ye my face, my heart said to you, Lord, thy face will I seek. He said, hear, O Lord, when I cry. What did he cry? Psalm 18, he cried praises. You with me? Are you with me? He cried praises. What was his praise? He called God who he was. Verse 1 and 2. The Lord is my light and my Yeshua. The Lord, I will not fear. The Lord is the strength of my life. He didn't cry out a mirage. He didn't cry out logic. He didn't cry out what made sense. He cried out to God who God was. He cried out. God heard him and he answered his prayer. God doesn't answer wants, ambitions, emotions. The Holy Ghost responds to the word of God. To hear, O Lord, when I cry. What did you cry, David? I cried praises. What was your praise? God, you are my light and you are my Yeshua. I will not fear. The Lord is the strength of my life. That's what he cried out. Father, the daughter said, I'll never see again. He says, I'm going to die of kidney failure. I need to get a transplant. But Romans says, the gospel is the power of God unto soteria upon those who believe it. Why am I not in disarray? Why am I not traveling the country with my wife? Because I need a, in my last days, having fun. No, why am I not stressed? Because this is powerful. My personal Mount of Olives will change you. It will get the your mind off what you're going through and unto him. By his stripes, stripes of mercy, grace, and compassion, I am healed. The war may rise against me. And this will I be confident, Miss Anna. One thing have I desired. That will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in the pavilion. The secret of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall lift up above my enemies round about me. Therefore, I will offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yes, I will sing praise to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry. What did you cry, David? I cried praises in my heart. What were the praises that you cried? The Lord is my light and my Yeshua. I will not fear. The Lord is the strength of my life. He cried out to God what God can do and who God is. That is our consolation, my friends. He said, Lord, hear, O Lord, when I cry. Psalm 3, Psalm 18. What'd you cry, David? I cried praises. What were your praises, David? When I cried out in my praises, I praised God and called him what he is. He's my illumination and my Yeshua. I will not fear. What do you do when the doctor comes to you once a month and tells you to get a kidney transplant? I said, yes, sir. What do I say? I understand. The gospel, man. Either it's real or it isn't. Either I enter my Mount of Olives every day, desiring one thing, or I won't. My oros ton elion, that's how you say it in the Greek. I love the way that sounds. Your personal Mount of Olives, my friend, will change you. You'll die. You can be with the person you love the most, my wife. We can be eating Red Lobster together, ride around together, eat ice cream, have a good time. with no stress, and you're talking about church on Sunday. I think that's good, Pastor Brown. I think that's real good. Real good. What did I hear that from? Who said that? Nacho Libre. Real good. We were laughing. Hear, O Lord, when I cry. Have mercy on me and answer me. When you said, Homer, find your Mount of Olives, my heart said to you, Lord, I will. I will hide in my Oros Donde Leon. I will hide in the Mount of Olives. I'm sorry if I cry so much, but I'm in love with a man. I'm in love with a man. My prototype. He that gives me peace when my life should be in disarray. You lose a real good job. A real good job. It was real good money 12 years ago. I guess $250,000 a year is still good money now. You lose that. You lose your eyesight for a season. You're told you're going to die once a month. And there's peace in your life, man. Either you believe this or you don't. This not only wants to bring me peace in what I'm going through, this wants to heal me. If I can believe it. So hear, O Lord, when I cry. What'd you cry, David? I cried praise. What praise did you cry? The Lord is my light and my Yeshua. I will not fear. The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? That was a praise that he cried out. And the praise that he cried out, it was heard. The Lord said, okay. He called out to me who I am to him. I'll show you, David. I'll show you. You with me on the hear my cry? Psalm 3. Hear, cry. Psalm 18. Heard, cry. Psalm 27. Hear me when I cry. Psalm 34. Last one. What time is it, big dog? 8:13. Oh, yeah, perfect timing. Listen to me. Are you getting something out of this? Psalm 34. I will love thee, O Lord. No, that's the wrong one, right? I will bless the Lord. At what? At all times. His praise, listen carefully now. His praise shall continue to be in my what? Mouth. Listen, remember that. Remember that. I'm going to give you Psalm 34 in a way you haven't heard it before. I will bless the Lord at all times. Sometimes? All times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear it and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me and let us exalt his name together. So I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise, again, his praise shall continue to be where? In my mouth. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. Verse 6 of 34. In my distress, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all his troubles. So here we go. Cry, heard. What did David cry? Go back to verse 1 and 2. What did he cry? He cried praise. You with me? I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. Are you with me? Verse 6. This poor man cried. The Lord heard and delivered him out of all his fears, or saved him. What did he cry? What he cried was heard. The cry that God heard was praise. Are you with me? Listen to me careful now. This is where it's going to get real good. Verse 1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be in my mouth. My soul shall make its boast in the Lord. You ever mind wants to revert to what the doctor says once a month? Mr. Bencourt, it's vital, sir. Do you get this kidney transplant? I want to hear his speech and comment on it inside, but I got to revert back to what is heard when I call to him. He knows what I think. I think Proverbs 23 says, the man thinketh in his heart, so is he. So I got to watch what I utter at all times, man. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Proverbs 23. Psalm 34 and verse 6. This poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and delivered him. Saved him all his fears or all his troubles, something to that capacity. Remember he said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise continue to be where? Well, what? In the what? Remember that. Where? And where? Okay, here we go. Verse 11. Come them to me, you children, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. That word fear is the word reverence. To come to me, children, hearken unto me, children, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Verse 1 and 2. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my what? Mouth. Psalm 34, verse 11. Hearken unto me, children, and I will teach you the reverence. I will teach you to reverence the Lord. Who is a man that desires life? Loves many days that he may see good. Listen, verse 1 and 2. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my what? Mouth. Psalm 34 and 11. Hearken unto me, children, and I will teach you the reverence of God. Who is a man that desires life? Loves many days that he may see good. That's me. I want life. I want good days. I want to see good. Okay, David, what are you going to teach me? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile. Verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be where? In my mouth. Verse 11. Hearken to me, children, and I will teach you the reverence of the Lord. Who is the man that desires life? Love many days, he may see good. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking guile. Your tongue and your lips make what? Verse 1. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continue to be where? In my mouth. So what does your tongue and evil consist of? What does it make? Your mouth. Are you with me? That your tongue, he said, hearken to me, children. I'll teach you the reverence of God. Whose man desires life, loves many days, that he may see good. Keep thy tongue from evil and thy lips from speaking deceit. Let him depart from evil and do good. Let him depart from evil and do good, for the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous and his ears are open to their cry. Are you with me? He said, I'll bless you with my mouth. In the same context of the psalm, he said, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is a man that desires life? Love many days, he may see good. Keep your tongue from evil and your lips speaking deceit. Keep praising him with your mouth. Don't let your tongue and your lips betray you. Your lips and your tongue are part of your mouth. That mouth is meant for one thing, to praise Almighty God. Because what we say, he hears. Let him hear our praises. Let him hear me and you call him who he is. Are you with me? Hearken unto me, Vladi. Hearken unto me, Rosie. Hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of the Lord. Who is a man that desires life, loves days that he may see good? Keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking deceit. Then depart from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to the cry. What was the cry? Praises. Praises where? Out of my mouth. My tongue and my lips didn't deviate. Call him God who he was not. My praises where I called him who he was. It's so vital, man. It's so vital. Pastor Jim said one time that love and forgiveness go hand in hand. You can't separate the two. Gary Carpenter says that doing kingdom and speaking kingdom is the same thing. You can't say you do kingdom and not speak kingdom. If you're not speaking kingdom, you're not doing kingdom. Psalms 19, verse 14, in closing, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart. Let my meditation of my heart, what was that word again, Pastor? Be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength. And my reason. So Miss Candy nailed it Sunday about the words of our mouth. Psalm 3, heard cry. Psalm 18, heard cry. Psalm 27, heard cry. Psalm 34, heard cry. What did he hear? He heard praises from David. He heard David call God who God was. Man, I've learned so much from that. Psalm 19 and 14. Let the words of my mouth, Father, like Isaiah 6 says, Lord, take the coal, cleanse my lips. Here I am. Isaiah said it, Lord, take the coal. Well, the song said it. He didn't say that. The seraphim cleaned his lips with the coal. Take the coal. Cleanse my lips. Here I am, Lord. Correct me, Holy Spirit. Anything that I say that is not kingdom, Lord. May the words of my mouth be acceptable unto you, Father. The meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight. My strength and my Redeemer. Psalm 3, heard cry. He heard David called God who he was. Psalm 18. He heard David out of his temple. He heard God praise. He heard David praise him for who God was. I will love you, O Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock. He is my foundation, my fortress. I live inside of him. He is my deliverer, my shield, the horn of my salvation, and my high tower. Psalm 18, heard cry. Psalm 27, hear my cry, O Lord. Psalm 34, hearken unto me, children, and I will teach you the reverence of God. Who's a man that desires life, loves many days, even if he could, keep your tongue from evil and your lips from speaking guile. Let your mouth praise him and show him reverence. Call God who he says he is. Call God and say to God, this is what you're going to do for me because you did it already through Christ Jesus. Call God who he is. Psalm 100 real quick. I'm not going to preach on it. To make a joyful noise, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before him with singing. For the Lord, he is God. He has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Come before his gates with thanksgiving and enter his courts with praise. Bless him and be thankful, for he is good and his mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. Let's call God who he is. Let's seek kingdom. And Gary said today, if you think you're doing kingdom without speaking kingdom, you're not really doing kingdom unless you speak it. So Lord, forgive me, Lord, of all the times I've nullified your word. My pastor said Sunday, the bad confession negates your good confession. Not only about my body, Father, but about the beloved. We can confess good about our body, but we can't let our tongue flow when it comes to the beloved. Take the coal, cleanse my lips. Here I am. He hears what we say, man. He hears what we say. How do you know? Psalm 3 said so. Psalm 18 said so. Psalm 27 said so. And Psalm 34 said so. And verse 14 of Psalm 19 said, Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you in thy sight, my Lord, my strength, and my Redeemer. That is what God laid on my heart. He hears when I cry. If my cry is praise to him, if my cry is a praise telling him who he is, he will hear that from walking with integrity. But he also hears when I don't praise his name. He can't answer that prayer. He doesn't answer logic. He doesn't answer emotions. He answers we believe about him. We have to call him who he is, even when it hurts. He has opened up the Psalms to me like there's so many Psalms that I have without even trying to memorize them. They're just in there, man. They're in there. They just pour out. I can't explain it because I don't have much of an IQ, man. But I pray in tongues a whole bunch. And I'll go home in a little bit. I'll go back into my Mount of Olives. An hour or two. Get some good quality time in the Psalms again. My oro stone Leon is waiting for me. Katana is waiting for us. We lay down our life, man. We will be as they that love not their life to the death. We will be as those that count all things but dung. John said, love not the world or the things in the world. If any man love the world, the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. And that is so broad. And the pride of life. Love not the world. That is a prohibition, man. He says, don't do it. That is a prohibition. Don't love the world. If you love the world, the love of the Father is not working in you. And he said, you weren't born again. He said, the love of God is not working on you. Paraphrase. Let's sell out, man. Let's sell out. We're taught the kingdom. We have teachers, Pastor Jim, Pastor Bronk, Gary, Barry, Jamie, Mike. My church preaches a sincere gospel. And I thank those that are over me and help me and guide me and lead me. I praise God for this walk that I'm on, believing the gospel and truth. Amen. I'm done, but real quick, me and my wife are still feeding the hungry and the needy. We're still feeding them. You'd be surprised. The needy at dialysis, the ones that drive the bus, they can't see. They can't wait to hear my wife's voice because she knows, they know. There's about 3 or 4 blind. They hear her voice. She goes to pick me up. They know they're getting food. One Saturday we didn't go, and I'm done, because I went on Friday. So we didn't see any of the ones that were blind on Saturday. So then when I went back on Tuesday, they said, hey, Miss Rosie, you missed us on Saturday. Said, no, I didn't miss you. My husband didn't go. So we're still feeding the needy. Every penny, man, every single penny goes to the needy. Every penny. So please, if God lays it on your heart, man, give it my wife. I got dialysis Saturday. Me and Pastor Brown are going to do a funeral on Friday. If God lays something on your heart, $20, $30, it all goes to food. I don't give them one penny. I buy them food. Give my wife. God lays something on your heart. It goes to the needy, the homeless of this town. I pray to God that you got something out of the word. I've been in the Psalms for a long time. I'm going to go home again. I can't get enough of God's word. I'm a hungry man. So pray for me that I will continue this path, continue to be in submission to both Pastor Bronk and Miss Candy. As long as I submit to him, him being God, I'll submit to them. You can't submit to him truly, and I'll submit to them. As long as I have my Mount of Olives, my personal Oro Stone de Leon, I'm going to be all right. Amen. God bless you, and I love all of you.
Praise God. Just so powerful. All the word. Thank you so much, Homer. Thank you so much, Holy Spirit. We love you all. And all of you that are watching, thank you so much for all of your blessings and your prayers to this ministry. And we will see you Sunday. To those of you here locally, I want to remind you that Friday at 11 is a memorial service for Adam Contreras, and Homer and I will be sharing and doing that together. And just pray for the family and pray for the harvest. There will be people here that need to come to know the Lord, so be praying for them. Hallelujah. We love you. Have a wonderful evening. God bless you, and good night.